It is exactly 10 past 5.
Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
And short explained well today, because basically all we need to say is the petrol price is going up.
Again. Okay.
Nothing can stop it. It's all the way up.
It's all the way up. And ons knyp elke maand. Nou, wat is die rede nou hiervoor?
Soos gewoonlik, swak rand. En dan is stygings in die Brent reolie. Dis mos maar altyd die rede wat aangevoer word.
Global geopolitics.
Yes, and now it's going to cost me like 500 rand more to fill my tanker.
That one big nebulous term that explains everything in our lives that none of us understand.
Yeah.
Things are happening. Hoeveel gaan het op?
R1.59 of R1.65, depending on your type loodvry wat jy het. Dit is nou vir petrol en diesel.
Ja,
R2.85.
R2.58.
Amper R3.
I read the prediction was R2.30. En ek het geknyp. R2.85.
Yep.
Because luckily, we've got such a good rail network in this country that we don't need to transport anything on huge trucks at all. Because an increase in the diesel price when we move everything by truck, that would be a bad idea.
Nee, luister, is daar enige maniere wat ons die impact minder kan voel?
Do you mean that they make that it doesn't go up like that? Not really. If it continues like this is the formula that they're going to use, then that is the formula that they're going to use. There were suggestions on how it can be reduced. Or one was the Reserve Bank was in Parliament earlier this week. Okay, when they were talking about Palapala, but apparently they were also talking about other stuff that we did not focus on. And one of the things they said is that they suggested two things that can be done to reduce the increments or whatever. So one of them is, let us have like the European countries, you put in your own fuel. But
that doesn't seem helpful.
It doesn't seem helpful at all, because is just going to cause massive losses of jobs.
That's the thing.
Also, there is like, that's not going to help the diesel turbines that are running the country during load shedding. Guys, that's not going to help. But pour your own diesel in your turbine at your local power station.
Yes, go there.
Wie gaan het help?
Ons gaan skof te maak. Okay, moet ek nou aflos. Okay, cool. My beard. Enig iets anders wat hulle gesê het, that can maybe like mitigate this?
Try a new formula. Turn the pluses into minuses. I did maths too.
Yeah, that was the one that they said. And then the other one was, what did they say? That one they said is going to be a big loss for money. And then the other one, they said the people must just take less money. The petrol owners.
The fuel, okay.
Yeah, the fuel levy that they take
must be
reduced.
Smaller.
They take about R2.65 on every litre.
Yeah.
So they said they get too much.
I mean, if you just want to see the comparison, like, look at our neighboring countries who get oil delivered, petrol delivered on the same boats and moved through an entire country to arrive at their petrol stations, and the prices are not the same.
No.
Nowhere near the same.
Nowhere.
Not even remotely in the same ballpark.
Yep.
Okay, but it's fine. We'll set up Roz's shift system. We'll all go to our local power stations and pour our own diesel to keep the lights on. That'll bring the price down.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.